It's the Audio Escape Almanac for Thursday, March 1st, 2007. I'm Brian Smith. This weekday cast is brought to you by ProVoice Tracks. It's National Pig Day in the U.S., awareness only. Aside from Arnold Ziffel, we don't have a national pig. In Bulgaria, it's Baba Marta Day. It marks the beginning of spring. Bulgarians will give and wear martinitsas, red and white tassels, to, in essence, please Mother Nature. Romania has a similar observance, Martisor, and it's also today.
How do you know she is a witch?
She looks like one!
The Salem witch trials began on this date in 1692 in Massachusetts. And apparently, one of the ways to learn if a woman is a witch is to inspect her for witch's teats. And that's exactly what two magistrates did 315 years ago today. Three women were inspected, two poor women, whom the townsfolk didn't much like anyway, and the town minister's slave, Tituba.
I don't believe it. Let me see. Pull up your skirt.
Mr. Red, you is bad. Yo, Lord.
Hattie McDaniel, who only portrayed a slave in Gone with the Wind, received an Academy Award for doing so. And that happened not on March 1st of 1940, but on February 29th, it having been a leap year. Gone with the Wind swept the awards, but Hattie's was the first ever given to an African-American. She earlier portrayed Queenie in the 1936 musical film Showboat, and Joe was portrayed by Paul Robeson. His Old Man River is certainly one for the books, but it was on today's date in 1928 that Robeson first recorded that song with Paul Whiteman and his orchestra.
Old Man River, that Old Man River, he must know something, but don't say nothing, he just keeps rolling, he keeps on rolling.
I have today signed an executive order providing for the establishment of a Peace Corps on a temporary pilot basis. I'm also sending to Congress a message opposing authorization of a permanent Peace Corps.
And Congress would abide. It was on today's date in 1961 that President Kennedy gave that press conference announcing the Peace Corps. It was a way to ward off Soviet and Chinese communism in third world countries without sending military troops. And it was about serving your fellow man. And it wouldn't be easy.
None of the men and women will be paid a salary. They will live at the same level as the citizens of the country which they're sent to, doing the same work, eating the same food, speaking the same language.
Come, Mr. Tallyman, tally me banana.
Daylight come and we want to go home.
Live
6 foot, 7 foot, 8 foot bunch.
Daylight come.
Harold George Belafonte, born on this date in 1927 in New York City. Writer Ralph Ellison, author of Invisible Man, also born on this date in 1913 in Oklahoma City. It was none other than Richard Wright who had suggested that Ellison become a writer, and as it happened, Richard Wright's Native Son was published on this date in 1940. Other birthdays today, Frederic Chopin, 1810, Deke Slayton, 1924, and Roger Daltrey, 1944.
Why can't I have a candy bar?
And Ron Howard, born today in 1954 in Duncan, Oklahoma. Finally, for this first day of March, it was this day in 1945 that the very first modern FM radio station began broadcasting. It was Nashville, Tennessee's W47NV, and it would soon become WSM-FM, the sister station of the AM Grand Ole Opry station. But why first modern FM station? The very first FM stations, just prior to and during World War II, were way to the left of where they are now on the dial. Nashville's W47NV was one of those two, and its original dial position was 44.7. To learn more about why the frequency range change happened in the first place, just visit provoicetracks.com/almanac. The Audio Escape Almanac is a weekday presentation of ProVoice Tracks, theme music courtesy of SCS Media at strategiccontent.net. More about ProVoice Tracks drop-in voice services for marketing, sales, and training, and about the Audio Escape Almanac at provoicetracks.com.